The intentional walk has been a part of baseball for over 100 years. It's a strategy play, a move where a pitcher throws four straight pitches out of the zone to gain a favorable outcome on the next guy up, or to put someone on base that will likely beat you with his bat. Last week, ESPN reported that Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred okayed changes for the upcoming season that would eliminate the traditional intentional walk. Instead of calling for pitches, managers could call for an automatic walk with no pitches thrown. On Thursday, Major League Baseball and the Players Association officially announced the change, along with other time-saving measures. ESPN's Jason Stark says the commissioner's move is intended to help pick up the pace.
He wants to increase the pace of action and wants to decrease dead time. So that's where the intentional walk change fits in. It's symbolic to say this is the first shot in that war on dead time.
But Stark knows it'll only save so much time, maybe 35 seconds a game. That's because managers hardly call for it now. And not everyone is in favor of the change, even those in leagues that already incorporate it. Martin Fiore is the baseball coach at East Catholic High School in Manchester.
Baseball is also meant to be played, in my opinion, without a clock. There is an element of strategy. There is an element of one-on-one. People who play the game and love the game are not bored with the game.
Fiore says that he wouldn't change how it's done at his level, but he and some of his peers do think that it's almost pointless for the majors to do this.
I don't know how much this is actually going to speed up the game. Seems like there's other things that they could do if they really want it to be a little bit quicker.
Other changes that were made Thursday include limits on replay review. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.